Hey everybody, welcome to Rob Evans 365. It's day number 2051. Now it's still Saturday. I've arrived in Adelaide. Can you hear that? That's the waves in the background. It's after 8 o'clock. I've just watched a beautiful sunrise out here. No, that would be the opposite. Sunset. I'll see perhaps the sunrise tomorrow morning before the wedding. And I thought I'd just go for a bit of a walk. It's quite hilly here by the coast. I thought I'd get out for a walk. And so there's a couple of things that have happened today. And in these last few moments, in the last 15 minutes, half hour, since I've been out walking. So I will start at the beginning, perhaps. So I got here, and today is the Pakenham show. Now, Pakenham is my hometown, and a part of the Pakenham show, they have an art display competition. And so my youngest daughter, Liv, who's not with us anymore, she was going to enter last year, but just didn't get around to entering. She was in and out of hospital, and in the end, you know, she's feeling funny about entering and a lot of self-doubt and stuff, and she just didn't enter. And this year, her sister, Em, who's just finished her visual arts degree and so forth, she wanted to enter photography and some art. I know she put in six pieces. And when I'm over here, her mum went to check out how they went. And first of all, with Emily, so she won a prize, first prize for, I think it was for a painting that she did. It's like it's amazing. And she won a couple of seconds, I don't know, or the third as well, for photography. I don't know whether she put in other artwork, but she did exceptionally, exceptionally well. And the president of the Pakenham Arts, I don't know, I've got the title wrong now, something to do with arts in Pakenham, and the president came up to her mum and said, "Oh, are you Olivia and Emily's mum? Because Emily has, got some great talent here. Love her. Like that art piece that she's done is fantastic. It's very hard to do. She's so talented. He wants her to compete in the an art show coming up in May, and wants her to enter. So that's super exciting for her. And then for Liv, so her favourite painting that she'd ever done was of a dog. Now it was a dog that she painted off a photo of one of the nurses that was in hospital, and she just loved it. It was her favourite piece. It's like a white dog on a pink background, and it just looked brilliant. And so I helped her pick out a frame for it, and she framed it, and it looked beautiful. So we decided that we would enter that piece for Liv in the show this year. And not only did she win, she won the best showpiece. I'm getting emotional for any child across all categories up to the age of 18. And I just think how proud I am as her dad, and her mum was too. But knowing that, you know, she's her favourite piece won, and just what that would mean to her. She's, you know, watching and smiling and knowing that, wow, look at that. Not only was it good enough to enter, but you won. You clean up the whole thing. She won two trophies. She won some art supplies and stuff as well. And so I thought, you know, that was super, super exciting. But at the same time, emotional. I think I was on the plane when I got the text message come through. We just landed and I switched the phone back on. It came through. And the tears started to well up. And I think, wow, that's just incredibly special. And so I came out for a walk, and I started to get all emotional about, like, it's a It's a stunning night. Like, it's still probably 26, 27 degrees, something like that. Most amazing sunset. I took some video and some photos as well. And how could I not be out here and thinking about Liv? And we've been to this area of Adelaide before as part of what I used to bring to the Tour Down Under, both Em and Liv, which is a bike race over here. And I was just really missing her. And, you know, thinking about her not being here and not being able to share this moment with her in person and celebrate her win today in person and that kind of stuff. And it's, it's just, it's tough. You know, I put on some music and then that made it worse. It made me more emotional. I just miss her. So, I guess the challenge with anything like this is to not dwell, because there's no goodness in it. Not to dwell and to think about kind of adding it to the list of things to talk to her about when I see her again. And look, I'm not a religious person at all. But geez, I tell you, if we do not get to, see the people that we want to when we pass on and we're not together again and that kind of stuff, I'll be peeved off, I tell you. I'll be so shafted. Because that's part of the reason that I'm going on to live my best life now, because I want to have a lot of things to be talking to her about when we catch up again. I've still got a lot of living to do. So I just keep adding to that and carrying her in my heart to say, I know that she's watching, I know she's feeling it, I know she's celebrating, I know she's not suffering, and just know that, she wants me to continue to be the best me. Got to keep being the best me, because anything short of that is selling me short, and then when we do catch up, she's going to say, Dad, why were you messing around so much? Why did you do this? Why did you not do that? Why didn't you live your best life? Why didn't you go on and do all these things that you said that you wanted to do and I know that you wanted to do? Why didn't you do that? And I'll say, I'm sorry, Liv. But in this case, I won't need to say that, because I don't need to be sorry, because I will have done it. And that's the difference. So, yeah. Anyway, it was a tough moment, but now we're all good. So where I'm staying, I reckon it's well over 100 years, this place. And it's an old house that's been divided up into rooms and accommodation and Airbnb. It's really nice. Oh, I'm coming back at night. They've got fairy lights and everything. Oh, it's very nicely done. The wedding's tomorrow. The wedding is tomorrow, so I'm looking forward to that and seeing my friend and watching her celebrate. And it's funny about these types of days too, because they get me a little bit emotional, because I can't help but think about Liv as well, and not seeing her get married and her being with her sister to see her get married and all that kind of stuff. Man, it can be a deep well. Try not to go down there. Anyway, you have a great day wherever you are. I just wanted to share that with you. It's special. It is special. So, all right, I'll see you tomorrow.